Willis says neither the district nor principal canceled the class nicknamed the EVAC movement.
The high school will be offering this leadership class to both young men and young women, and it will include the EVAC movement programming during the 2017-18 school year.
The leadership class has received national recognition and praise from city leaders for its work addressing juvenile justice policy. Every year, the class of about 15 boys, once seen as at risk, use their stories to change minds. Teacher Amy Donofrio recently said on Facebook the class is over, although the school's principal says it's not, but it might look different. The class will likely enroll more students and become co-ed. It also might be taught by someone other than Donofrio, its creator. She was given the option to give up her planning period to teach it or work its curriculum into her existing English and speech classes. A handful of people on Tuesday spoke in support of the class's current format. Rebecca Mino, who works with low-income parents in danger of having their kids removed from the home, says she knows how hard it is to build trust for kids who experience trauma.
My fear is that the lack of relationship that a new teacher may have is just going to severely impact the impact of the program, and that what it can have, especially with so many of these boys being at a critical point in their academic career.
Donofrio told WJCT she doesn't want to comment on the situation. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.